This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Malagana's Edwards Johnson, the team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
I will say this much to you. Yeah. I'm feeling a little bit more energetic this morning.
Wow, what's going on? What have you done?
I went to the gym.
Very nice. Okay.
Yeah. This is why I said people might hate me, because it's like I had some magical elixir that you could drink, some kind of early morning tonic.
No.
Just went to the gym. Hey, I'll say this much. It's all in aid of this ridiculous bet that I've got, the summer body bet. I said I'd lose a certain amount of weight by the beginning of September. I didn't.
Did
I owed Ned $1,000 in exchange for not paying that. I've said that I will, despite whatever my body looks like in early December, I'll do a photo shoot in some board shorts.
Very excited about that, to be honest.
Because I may have man breasts in that photo shoot.
I'm just excited for you to get out there. A bit of exposure for the show will be great. I'm just very, very excited for you because I don't have to do anything for this.
Here's a question to you.
Yes.
I'd like to know right now, do you think that there are a lot of people in the gym when I get there that early in the morning? Because if you're an early riser, you know that in order to get up and go to the gym for somebody who's at work right now, probably have to do that about 3 a.m.
I don't think there would be anyone in the gym.
Correct. I was the only one in there when I got in there this morning.
Is it exciting? Is it weird? Because they don't even have it staffed. You can just like fob key yourself in.
100%.
Is it weird? It's like you run the gym.
It's kind of like, you know how you see Mark Wahlberg do his workout videos in his own home gym?
Yeah.
It's like Anytime Fitness in Gungahlin is my home gym.
That's very
funny. I'm just walking around it like, Wahlberg's gym's got nothing on this.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
But then people start to rock up and you're like, oh, okay, the illusion's over.
I'd love to be able to, like, if they have like an aux cord somewhere hanging down and you can just play your own music. Like, it really is your gym.
Well, they have that
gym
DJ thing where you can
request
on Spotify.
A song.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you actually could walk around like this was your own gym.
Question. I would say that I had to ask myself internally was, because I was doing this about 3 months this time last year.
Yeah.
Solidly. I thought to myself, am I going to see any of the regulars that I was seeing
last year
for the 3 month routine?
Yeah.
There was this lady that was in the gym every day when I was there.
Yep.
And I thought, I wonder if I'll see her again. I walk around the corner of the gym, the very first person I see that isn't me in a mirror is this lady.
Yeah, she's back. She's still at it.
She never left.
God.
See, whereas I yo-yo go away and come back, I can only imagine, been there the whole time.
She assumed you died or something.
She gave me a look. Like, we were at a point last year where we'd sort of give each other a bit of a nod.
A nod.
Like, yep, good morning.
So you're aware of each other.
See you here every day. Good on you. Yep, good on you. She gave me a look this morning that was more like, really?
You're back.
Fat boy's back. Some of us never gave up.
Exactly.
You're clearly a quitter who left and has only come back now.
It's been a very long long winter for you, it looks like. You've been hibernating.
You look like you're following a similar body routine to an emperor penguin right now. Said that all with just one look.
I really don't think that.
Her eyes burrowed through me. I was like, oh, God.
I don't think anyone's that
mean. I'll be here tomorrow, I promise. That lady's wonderful. I tell you what, to be in there every day at this time, she's a superhero. Yeah.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
News coming from overseas in what can only be described as the most dangerous thing I think I've heard of lately is Tesla. A Tesla driver has gotten behind the wheel of the car and has engaged the autopilot thing and has fallen asleep while the car's driving itself around.
Which is something that apparently is very easy to do.
Yeah, extremely easy to do. I would imagine once the car's driving itself and you've gotten over the hurdle of finding that weird and you're like, oh, that's just a normal thing it does. It's flawless. It's safe.
Yeah.
It's like being rocked in a cradle.
Exactly.
Like the car sort of vibrates.
It's like a little hum.
Yeah, you're in a comfortable chair.
Yeah.
You just fall asleep straight away, I reckon. It's so, so dangerous. But this is the thing that scares everybody about this auto drive. Well, I mean, we've talked about auto drive before. What scares me is you'll be able to watch a movie and you won't need to listen to this radio show anymore.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. So let's not investigate this technology.
End of our careers.
But the thing that scares me too is that this is going to freak people out. People who are big anti-auto drive things are going to see this and go, this is why we can't do it.
Mm.
People are irresponsible.
Yep.
We can't have people falling asleep at the wheel. What if the thing malfunctions? We need somebody there ready to take the wheel in that situation.
Yeah, but what if any car malfunctions?
Yeah, well, you're still awake. You're there to take control and do something.
That is true.
If you're asleep, the Tesla could just drive itself off the road.
Yeah, so Tesla's a different breed.
And this is what makes me mad about this. This guy, Tesla drivers, like, this is giving us a bad name.
Did you just say? Did you say giving us a bad name? I know you want a Tesla, but that doesn't mean you're a part of the Tesla community. Just because you fawn over them like they're some kind of mistress doesn't mean you are a Tesla driver. Don't say us.
You know what? I'm living that lifestyle already.
One.
Yeah, I know I don't have one. I'm paying attention to the community.
I want $1 million. Doesn't make me a millionaire.
You know what?
What?
I know what colour I'd pick for the interior.
Oh, it doesn't even matter.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, yesterday I went to the supermarket. And you know the people who are just past the self-service checkout to make sure you're not stealing anything? They often say to you, thank you. I'm assuming for shopping at Coles.
Yeah.
But it's such like a service level thank you that it doesn't really mean much. It's just kind of like, thanks for coming. I said something. I replied to the girl that was saying this yesterday, and I said the wrong thing. I made it very, very awkward. She said, thank you, and I went, you're welcome. Like, right. I'd done her some kind of favour shopping.
Let's go back into the Ned and Josh etiquette school, because that is today, the incorrect response to that.
Today,
I don't know what the correct response is to that.
Well, though, there you go.
Because you've done nothing. You've done shopping.
Yeah. I think, well, here's the thing. I've got four examples.
Just smile, maybe? I don't know.
I think, well, I'm going to run you through four examples of someone saying thank you to you in public and what your response should be to each, because every single example is different.
Okay.
We'll start with the example of what I went through, where they said thank you to me and I said you're welcome. What do you think the appropriate one would be? I think...
Hard on the radio, because what I would actually just do is smile and nod.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
I think the appropriate thing to say is, like, cheers. Like, as you're walking past, like, thank you, and you just go, cheers.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you win that one. That is correct. I think if somebody said thank you to you for something you don't deserve a thank you, just go, cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
It's kind of like you're saying thank you back.
Okay. Someone says thank you because you moved out of their way. Like, you were just standing around and you're like, got out of someone's way. And they're like, oh, thanks. What do you say then?
I am such a little coward that I would probably say sorry.
Yeah. That's not
so
bad.
So when somebody says thank you, I go, oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Good. I like that. Yep. Yeah, okay. Okay, you mouth thank you to someone in the car as they're letting you in. Like, if you...
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, what?
That's just finger on the steering wheel, just a little
raising
point.
Just
a little point, no problems at all. Yep, that's correct. I mean, I don't even need you to say that's correct.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is the right etiquette.
Okay, what about if you've been given food by someone in retail? Like, you go to, like, let's say McDonald's. You go to McDonald's, someone hands you food, and they go, thank you.
Yeah, this one's important.
This happens all the time. It can be any food restaurant where you've been given food and they say thank you to you, even though they've just made the food for you.
If it's literally just the food comes on time and it's all great, thank you is what... So you would say...
So they hand you the tray of food and they go, thank you.
They go, thank you.
And you say thank you back.
I'd say thank you back. Yeah. I think that is warranted there.
You did say if it's on time.
So I'll give you a question here.
Okay.
I'll put this on you. Okay.
Sure.
If you've been waiting for 20 minutes in a drive-through and they've stuffed up your order and then they say, hey, sorry about the wait, what's the correct response to that?
Are they saying thank you? Because this is what this is about. So if they go, here you go,
I've changed it.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry about the wait.
Where is your goddamn manager? Bring them out here to my car. I'd like to speak to them in the rain.
And if it is the manager, you go, I want to speak to the CEO.
Bring me Ronald.
Yeah.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned.
Yeah.
The Mint.
They're making
new 50 cent coins.
Hell yeah. Do they have 50 cent on them?
They do. They say 50 cents.
No, but like the actual rapper.
Oh, no,
Curtis
no,
Jackson
no,
the third.
Who was coming here for R&B Fridays Live 2019. Yeah. Great tie-in, mate. I appreciate that. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster. But that's not what's happening. No. There is actually a code on these new coins that's on been developed in conjunction with ASIO. And there's going to be 10,000 of these coins that all have the code on it, and they're looking for people to maybe break the code.
Oh.
So kind of like how in, like, you know, World War II and stuff, they're all like coded messages.
Yeah.
Basically the same kind of concept here. Apparently it's a puzzle that's solvable, and then you can find out what the code says.
Very cool. This is like the Zodiac Killer. You know how they had to just...
Well,
like,
I mean, without people dying.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a lot more fun than that.
Yeah. I think here is a great opportunity because I use FPOS for everything.
Yeah, you actually really have, like, not a phobia, but you really hate coins.
I hate touching coins. I hate the smell of coins.
Yeah, you don't like the metallic smell.
It stays on your hand for ages.
It does, yeah.
I'm not a germaphobe at all, but I think I am with coins. I just don't like it. If I touch coins, I, like, wash my hands.
Yeah.
That's not quite germaphobe, but it's...
You just don't like... Honestly, germaphobe's like, oh, I don't like touching... Like, this pen. Ooh, I don't like... That's going to be... Germaphobe, like, coins are actually insanely dirty.
Yeah, well, that's
so
the
So it's not germaphobic. You actually just...
Trying to be smart.
Trying to not be get sick.
Okay, yeah. So, look, I'm not a big fan of coins. This would get me on board with coins. if they all had the little, if they all had little games on them,
yeah.
How much fun. I already know I'm too stupid to solve that.
Okay,
like, I'm not going to be able to work out what that is. But if we had other games, like maybe a little bit of a crossword on the on the dollar coin.
A
really, to be honest, you're probably only going to get games on your 50 cent, your 20 cent.
Yeah,
they're the big coins.
Yeah, yeah.
A game on a $2 coin, hard to do.
What about a word search on their $50 note?
That would be great.
So you get like a little pen.
I don't have a problem with notes, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We're trying to get you on board for coins.
Coins, yeah. So maybe we make the coins bigger.
Maybe
make the $2 coin a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so essentially people walk around with blocks of gold or whatever coins are made out of.
Try and whack that into a vending machine. Yeah. Look, the point I'm trying to make here is there is ways to make coins fun. The mint's going with it with the help of ASIO, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not sure if there's a prize for cracking the code, first Australian to do it.
Yeah.
There should be.
I'm sure it's just probably you get 50 cents.
Well, no, that's the price for just having the money.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. It needs to be maybe like a 20-second or you can grab at the mint. They just put 20 seconds on the clock and you run in and just grab everything you can.
I like that because you wouldn't get that much money.
If you're
taking $2 coins.
Imagine if you grab one of those sheets of $100 bills that hasn't been cut up yet.
Oh,
just grab six of them.
So you're talking about notes as well. I thought you just meant coins.
No.
yeah, you could get millions of dollars
for it. That'd be great. Imagine if the code just says, why have you wasted your life on this?
It probably will.
That's what the code says.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Ned, I am bloody excited this morning, and I'll tell you why. I am so pumped.
Good, okay.
Because we've got Stage 2A of the light rail happening.
Stage 2A.
Andrew Barr has tweeted, government approves extension of light rail.
Where was it heading?
So 2A, probably everybody's like, oh, we're off to Woden. Calm down. Okay, calm down. You're going to basically loop around London Circuit and end up at Commonwealth Park. So
okay,
there's three new stops. There's going to be a stop called City West, City South, and Commonwealth Park.
Okay, right. Yeah.
This is great news for people who are excited about maybe getting the tram all the way from Gungahlin to the park.
Yeah.
That's cool. You just sit on it and go all the way.
If you really want to go to the park, you can go all the way from Gungahlin and not have to worry about traffic.
It's going
to
extend from Malinga Street all the way through. It's going to be great. Look, you can check it out online. You can get your own details. Andrew Barr's Twitter is apparently where to go, so go check it out for yourself. But...
yeah.
ScoMo's apparently on board. Apparently said that he's very excited to see this as well.
Did he really?
Yeah, well, that's what we're being told now, that Prime Minister is very enthusiastic about it.
I mean,
that's also coming from Andrew Barr.
Would he know about this?
The Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives here.
The Prime Minister, I know, but he doesn't actually live here, though, does he?
Well, yeah, when Parliament's sitting and stuff, he lives in the lodge.
But that's what I mean. Do you think the Prime Minister's catching the light rail?
He's probably annoyed that it's not going up past the lodge.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, can the last stop be the lodge? I'm the Prime Minister, and that's my one decree.
Security detail would be, no, it can't.
Sir,
we need you to take
not.
A car to work.
Yeah, you realise you have drivers and stuff, Mr. Prime Minister. You don't have to catch the light rail.
I am. I'm pumped for this for a couple of reasons. Number one. Just love roadworks. Love roadworks in the CBD.
I think that's
the place to do it if you're going to do it.
If I had one complaint about the CBD, it's just too
not
easy to get
roadworks.
Around.
Not enough roadworks.
It's too easy to get around. I'm not stuck in traffic enough.
Okay, this is sarcasm, right?
Yeah.
No pain, no gain. We're not going to have a great light rail if we don't have some roadworks. What I would say is there are a lot of delays the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked out a way to stop that the second time.
How?
We put the odds of them finishing on Sportsbet.
Okay, yeah.
And that encourages everyone involved to put bets on as to when it's going to be finished.
Yep.
And look, if it's quickly, I would say the odds are going to be pretty high.
Yeah.
Put a bet on.
Yeah. Bump it up.
Bump it up.
So you're talking about fixing a bet.
Well, not if this is not a sporting game. I'm not talking about throwing a game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about finishing a project earlier.
Yeah. But you're also talking about rigging gambling. You're saying if it gets done quicker, people will bet on it.
I'm just excited about a day at the park. I'm just excited about a day at the park, everybody.
I would love to see you run a city.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Look, we've got to get into this because we talked about it yesterday briefly. And when I say talked about it, you chastised me yesterday.
For good reason as well.
I'm a 28-year-old. I'm male. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy the television show Downton Abbey.
Which is not their demographic.
Not a typical Downton Abbey viewer. No,
it's not. It's
correct.
I think if you told them that, they would be like, "We're all good. We don't need your. We don't need your business. We're okay."
You reckon they'd be like, No, none of you, thank you.
We'd almost rather you didn't watch. It's just there's too many questions that are raised by a 27, 28-year-old watching Downton Abbey.
Well, mate, the unfortunate thing is we all left the Abbey a couple of years ago. The show finished and there's been no further developments from Lord Grantham and his team.
Is it based on history? Is it historic?
It's kind of is. It's fictional, but it's based on things that happened and stuff. But... Now we're getting a movie and the adventures are going to continue.
The King and Queen are coming to Downton.
What?
Oh, what? Cannot wait. This is coming out tomorrow, and I am so excited. I am so excited about this movie coming out tomorrow, and I have been, I've had my back turned on me by you, my girlfriend. No one wants to come and watch this movie with me.
Of course not.
131060 is the number to call right now. I'm going to go to this movie, and I'm going to go to this movie with fans of this movie.
Yep.
And it's going to be great. And I don't care what you do tomorrow. Yeah. After the show, I'm going to hopefully go with a bunch of like-minded people who enjoy the goings-on of the Abbey, and I will enjoy the living hell out of my Thursday.
Yeah, so you wanted to get together a Downton posse.
I want to get together the Downton squad, quite frankly. If this is a bunch of nans, that's great. That would be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
We've got, look, I'm happy to basically go along with, if we have to assemble our own ragtag bunch of people, that's also fine.
So you essentially want to create a team of people, Downton Abbey fans, to go with you to the movies. This, honestly, I don't have a problem with this at all because this is essentially a weight off my shoulders. Well, I don't feel guilty about not going to this
Why would I have a problem with this? Listen to the excitement.
The King and Queen are coming to Downton.
What?
Incredible. Incredible. Why? Lady Mary's stunned. She cannot believe that the King and Queen are coming to Downton.
I hate this so much. I don't even understand. Did the Queen and King ever go to Downton?
They didn't in the series, and you're going to find that out because today, look at me. Look at me in the eyes.
What?
You no longer have my permission as my best friend to hate this show without ever having seen it.
You need me to watch one episode?
I know you have nothing on today. We have no interviews, nothing on today.
Yeah, my sister's here, so.
I would like you, before. Well, you've still got to work the full day. I would like you, before you leave, I'm going to log into my Netflix upstairs at your desk, sit and watch an episode of this, and give it a review tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, does that mean at least that you'll take some of my criticism on board?
If you have actual criticism, I will hear it tomorrow morning after you've seen at least one episode.
Do you reckon if I watch a random episode, I'll be invested?
The charming nature of the show will win you over and you'll be invested after one episode.
You have one episode and I'm not going to watch the first one because I don't want to watch preamble boringness. I'm going to watch season 3, episode 6.
Give me a brief synopsis.
Branson has a strong supporter in his corner after making a tough decision, and Robert and Cora's relationship is under greater pressure.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, get into that.
Got
it. Lord and Lady Grantham maybe getting the old divorce back in the 1920s. That was very controversial.
I don't care.
The stakes are high.
I don't care.
This is fantastic. Get on the phone, 131060, if you know anyone who would be willing to go and see this movie with me, because everyone in my life has turned their backs on me. I'm much like Branson, to be honest.
I've been cast out,
and I hope to be welcomed back into the family at some point.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Well, in that spirit, let's do that. I've seen something this morning that's got me very conflicted. It's two things I traditionally hate, but they're having a crack at each other. So I'm like, What do I do?
Okay. Well, what's one of the things?
It's kind of like, you know, if you're a superpower and two troubled nations were going to war against each other, you'd be like, well, do I step in here or do I just see what happens?
Yeah, mutual destruction.
What's gone on here is a swooping magpie has had a red hot crack at a brown snake. So I am mortified, terrified of snakes, as you well know, and Canberra well knows at this point if they've listened to the show before. But I also really don't get around to swooping magpie.
No, swooping magpies.
I like magpies. I do not like them when they're swooping.
Yeah.
Do not like magpies for a good quarter of the year.
I've been starting to go for a bit of a walk around
dangerous,
a park in my
dangerous
house.
Dangerous right now.
There is a magpie that so far hasn't swooped, but will like fly down, land right next to me and walk alongside me for a second and then stop. And I'm like, please don't. And so I'll walk backwards and just look at him so he doesn't think that I've turned my back on it.
Yeah.
And I know he's going to swoop at me one day.
One day he'll get the courage. She'll get the courage. Yeah. I'm not sure. Which do they all swoop?
I think guys females and girls swoop.
Okay, who knows? I don't know. The point I'm trying to make here is this magpie has fended off the brown snake. Yeah. The brown snake's gone, well, stuff this.
I'm out of here.
And is headed for the hills.
Yeah.
Which is just incredible. Yeah. It really shows you how terrifying magpies are.
Yeah, yeah. That snake, a brown snake, no less, is like, you know what, I'm out. I can't deal with this.
When Americans jump on those YouTube videos of people getting swooped by magpies, like, it's just a bird.
Yeah.
That's like the third most venomous snake on the earth. Yeah, and it's exactly, gone, no.
The brown snake's like, nah, I'm good.
So next time you see someone with those zip ties on their helmets and you go, oh, what an idiot. Remember, a brown snake couldn't hack a swooping magpie.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.